In the Parsha of Re'eh, which we're going to read this coming Shabbos, we encounter an expression that is unique to Sefer Dvarim, but most specifically pronounced in the Parsha of Re'eh, more so than any of the other Parshas that are found in Sefer Dvarim. That's the expression Asher Yivcha Hashem. So let's read the Psukim. I underlined and I sort of accentuated a number of those areas. And this will be a springboard for a discussion about two very salient and very seminal concepts in our thinking. The pasuk begins, Re'eh Anochi Nosim Bechem Hayom Brachot V'Allah. This is the Parsha of Bechira Chavshis, found twice in Chumash. Found once here, and once at the end of Yitzhavu. The language is slightly different. There seem to be two separate parshas that Torah has devoted to the topic of Bechira Chavshis. That's for another analysis, another occasion. The Torah goes on, and then in Pasuk Chavtes, Ma'ayah Kiviyach HaShem HaLokeho, El Ha'aretz HaShem HaTov HaShem HaTov HaShem Also, we're familiar with this, also found elsewhere in the Sefer Dvarim, in the context of Parshas Nisavo. And now the Torah begins to discuss the moment of entry. We're going to enter Eretz Yisrael, and that's the Pasuk Lamed Aleph. And you see in front of you. Now I'm going to read the psukim a bit more carefully. Ki atem robim et haradein. We're about to cross the Jordan. Lavo l'reshi es hasaretz asher Hashem elokechem nosein lachem. Bivishtem oso vishachtem bo. These, of course, are the two obligations that devolve upon Klal Yisrael, namely Yerusha v'Yeshiva. And we know that there were 7 years of kibush and 7 years of tiluk. 14 years, Sach HaKol. So here the Torah already articulates the idea of Yerusha, the Yeshiva. Yerushem, Mesa'aretz, Mishavtem, Ramban, Kayodua, Ramban at the end of Bamidbar, when Ramban articulates his famous position that there's a mitzvah of Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah say. So the Ramban, in the course of it, of course, cites psukim that I found over there at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, Barashim, Mesa'aretz, Mishavtem, and then the Ramban has a sprinkling of citations from Sefer Dvarim. And here is also one of the citations cited by the Ramban, namely, so the Ramban is mitzaseh, a Tovus Aguf, a personal indebtedness that each Jew has to, essentially, those who are living outside of Eretz Yisrael have to come to Eretz Yisrael. There's an obligation of Aliyah, there's a Tovus Aguf, no different than tefillin, and tzitzis, and eating matzah, and Leil HaSeder. And as I said, the Ramban is very out Quran with psukim, and he cites a sprinkling of psukim also from this parasha as well. Torah continues. Ushmatem ma'asos es kol ha'chukim b'yas ha'mishpatim, asher anochim nosen lechem ha'yom. Eil ha'chukim ha'mishpatim asher tzeshurun la'asos ba'aretz asher nosan Hashem, elokei ha'vesek ha'dechol b'mishtok, kol ha'yamim asher atel ha'yim ha'lo ha'dolo. If you recall, already a number of weeks ago when we addressed the parsha of Eschanan and we compared actually Yisro to Eschanan, and among the many chilukim that we pointed out between Yisro and Eschanan, one of them is really very much underscored here, namely that Yisro essentially is ubiquitous, that its application is everywhere, universal. Mashe came, Sefer Dvarim, specifically for Eschanan, and here we see again in Parsha Re'eh, the focus on Eretz Yisrael. There's a incredible love affair that Hashem Yisbarach has with Eretz Yisrael and the Klal Yisrael as well, since we are engaged always in the Metati Odei, we also have a love affair with Eretz Yisrael. So the Torah now is going to stress and focus on that romance that we have with Eretz Yisrael. And then the Torah begins along the lines of the next series of psukim. Obviously, chukim and mishpatim are universal. They apply not just to Eretz Yisrael, but after Eretz Yisrael, they have a very specific and a very precise kind of application, more so than they have in Chutzars. And now the Torah goes on to describe one of the areas that, there's a whole series of them, of areas that are specifically relevant dafka Teretz Yisrael. One of them is this parsha that we're about to read. Abeita Abdunas Kolam Komos Asher Abdusham Hagoyim Asher Atem Yorshim Osam Mesaloyen Al Harim Haramim Yalak Vaos Pesachas Kolitz Vaanon. This, by the way, is very typical in Tanakh. Whenever Abu Zorah is found in Tanakh, it's always found in the context of grass, shrubbery, greenery, a verdant kind of environment. Tachas Kolitz Vaanon. This is where Abu Zorah somehow hung out, so to speak. So here the Torah says the obligation of Abeita Abdunas Kolam Kamos, Asher Abdusham Agoyim. The obligation to go ahead and dafka pursue Abu Zorah and essentially exorcise it and totally eliminate it. And the Rambam writes the Halacha, the Rambam writes Abu Zorah, he writes over there in Perikut Beis that there's a mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael, Lirdof Acharel. One is obligated to pursue out of Abu Zorah. So one has literally eliminated Abu Zara from the Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz Lars, there's no such mitzvah. The Gemara says that the mitzvah is in Eretz Yisrael, the Sharish, Acha Abu Zara, to uproot it, to literally completely eliminate it. Masha'enki in Chutz Lars, there is no such obligation. Of course, in Chutz Lars as well, assuming that we conquer and pass the Chutz Lars, only based on Sukkim, the end of Parsha Sekhiv, Tomokam Shatigro, Kaf Raglathan, it should be a Kibushati, where David HaMelech did, the Maran Gittin. But anyway that we conquer, we have an obligation to be ma'abit to Abus Kochavim. But specifically in Eretz Yisrael, this is a specific obligation. And this obligation is, as I said, is apparently an integral part of the mitzvah of Yerusha v'Yeshiva. It's connected, as you see from the Psukim. Right away, the Torah speaks about Yerusha Mosav Yishaktan Ba. And a moment later, the Torah describes this obligation. Abeita Abdun is Kolam Kamos Asher of Dusham Magoyim, Mashatem, Yoshim Osam, Es Elohim. And if you read the Psukim carefully, you have the impression, and that's what I also heard a number of times from my Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik. He commented on this that, and this we'll see in a moment, because the Psukim are going to talk about the Beis HaMikdash and ultimately going to talk about the Bamos that at one point in time were permissible, namely before we came to the Mokom HaNifah that we're going to discuss tonight. But here, the Torah tells us a special obligation to uproot Abu Zara, and until we uproot Abu Zara in Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah of Yishev Aretz has not been fulfilled, Bishlei Musa. An integral part of the mitzvah is to clean, as it were, the nakot, is an expression I'm not sure familiar with, the nakot of Eretz Yisrael. So here we're now talking about the nakot of Eretz Yisrael from Abu Zara. And that seems to be something which is very integral to the mitzvah of Yishev Aretz Yisrael. And so that's very fascinating. There's a taste that's actually Abu Zara, which I didn't really plan on discussing, but it just came to my head. The taste of Abu Zara actually quotes an opinion of Rav Chaim Cohen, one of the Balei HaTosis, that he claims that the law of the Sovi Soevi of Beisecha doesn't apply to Eretz Yisrael. Why not? Because Eretz Yisrael is not called, Chutz Lars rather, is not called Beisecha. The service of Eretz Beisecha is not in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Lars. Chutz Lars is not Beisecha, it's not our home. Our home is not in Eretz Yisrael. That's our Chaim Cohen quoted by tasting in Abu Zara. But whatever the case is, even though they ask the Kasha, I didn't really plan on discussing this, but one of the Kasha that Rishayim ask is that it says by Mezuzah, Uksaftim of Mezuzah Beisecha Risharecha, and obviously we put him on Mezuzah, Bein Beretz Yisrael, Bein Chutz Lars. How do you reconcile these two? Conflicting the Siddurata. So they are Mechalek because it doesn't mean that a person, in effect, who, let's say, is a Maskir Batim, one who rents homes, so he's allowed to bring Abu Zara into his home. But the point being simply that we're not allowed to go ahead and permit others to bring Abu Zara into any home in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael has a certain kind of Kedusha, and therefore, certainly, the Sami Soedo Beisecha has a specific application in Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah being Misharit, Shachar Bezara, applies in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know if you follow Avgani Rashmul Eliyahu from Tzfat. So he's very into a lot of these areas in terms of not being maskei batim to non Jews in Eretz Yisrael, Lo Sechonin, Alav and Chumish, and he's also not into any kind of what he considers to be, however he defines Toeva in Eretz Yisrael, Lo Sami Soedo Beisecha. Anyway, it's clear that from Psukim, when you read the Psukim, you get the impression that this is considered to be an integral part of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And furthermore, I'll just even add something to that. You notice that the next week's parsha begins with Shaitim, Shaitim, Tita Lecha B'chol She'arecha. Asher Hashem Elokecha Meisim Lecha B'Shvatecha. So there's the Machlokes of Rishayim, the Ram and Ramban, whether that's counted to be what exactly the nature of this mitzvah. But even Hamanos Dayonim, even appointing Shoftim, appointing Dayonim, who are going to judge Mishpat Tzedek, is Dafka connected to the Gush of Eretz Yisrael. And even the Gush of the Beis HaMikdash, we shall you know, the three Darius to the Gush of the Beis HaMikdash. There's the Machin Shina, which is the Azorah, Machin Leviyah, which is the Harabayis, Machin Yisrael, which is Yerushalayim, and the Yerushalayim is called, how does another be called? Yerushalayim, Yishayah, no, Yerat Tzedek. That's what it's called. We just read in the Haftarah, Kiryat Ne'amonah. So in effect, appointing Dayanim Yerushalayim to make sure that justice is meted out is part of the Darga of the Gush of the Beis HaMikdash. It's Mashin, the Gush of the Beis HaMikdash. I'm just showing you that the Psukim, the role of Psukim that speaks specifically about Eretz Yisrael, even though there are other elements that simply are not connected, they are intimately connected to Avir Eretz Yisrael, namely being Mishari Shachar Zara, which you just read now. And the Torah goes on, let's just read a bit further since we're already at it. And just take a look now at your sheet, and you'll see the Psukim that I underline that I'm going to be referring to in a moment. Very strong language. Every imaginable verb is used over here to describe that obligation. And now the Torah tells us that when it comes to our relationship with Hashem, that's a very unique one. Namely, how is it unique? So here we have Kanadua Alav against Mechikas Hashem. This is the Mokar for the Issa of Mechikas Hashem. Erasing the Shem Hashem. But the Torah in the Pshuta Shemikra, take a look at the Pshuta Shemikra. Lo sasim ken Hashem Elokechem means don't do what? Don't be matir l'shamayim b'chol mokam. Don't go ahead and offer gabanos umbitum all over the place, but rather, look at the Lashon. Kiyam ala mokam, I blacken out with item number one. Kiyam ala mokam asher yirfa Hashem Elokechem b'kol shivtechem v'asum m'shmo sham v'shich nosim v'shu v'asum shamah. And the Torah goes on. Where are we talking about? Where is this now? We have not yet completely appeared in the Beis HaMikdash, but we are now on our way to the Beis HaMikdash. We're in Eretz Yisrael, but obviously the Torah is describing what's going to happen in these places, namely Bamos, Va'aveisim Shama, Olosechem, Izitfechem, Asosechem, Tumasiechem, Nidrechem, Nidrosechem, Uforos, Titarchem, Utsomchem, Va'achaltem Shama, Pne Hashem, Okechem, Usmachem, Uchom, Shachetem, Atem, Uvaitechem, Asher, Ve'ach Hashem, Okechem, right now we're holding in the all the different Batei Mishkan, all the tabernacles that were erected prior to the Beis HaMikdash being built. And that's what Rashi points out. Rashi here points out that the Pasukei is a reference to Shira. And a bit later we're going to be referring to the other, a reference to the other Bamos. But notice how the Torah describes the Bamos. Look at the language very carefully. I have to bracket it for that reason. Asheyimcha Hashem mikol shivtechem losum et shmo sham. Losum et shmo sham. Simas shem Hashem in those places. They certainly have a certain kedusha, unquestionably, but now let's continue. In Pasuk Ches, Pasuk Tes, kilo vasim arota. You have not yet come. El ha-menucha, says Rashi, el ha-menucha zushilo. El ha-nachal azu Yerushalayim. So now the ultimate, of course, aim is to the ultimate goalpost is Yerushalayim Yerakodesh. And even though the Torah already alludes to the fact that we're going to have bamos in between, there's a heter ben zol to zol. Correct? The bechira of Yerushalayim is not going to come biyad. The bechira of Shila was a kind of bechira of hatzoyin. It was already a halfway kind of measure. Clearly, it was not the ultimate goal. And Shila also, Chazal, the Gemara actually has Isaiah, except I'm not going to go to the soul sugya, which is a complicated sugya. But unquestionably, Shila had a certain type of bechira to it, but it was not yet the Makom HaMikdash. Now look at the next description that the Torah has of Yerushalayim, of the Makom HaMikdash, which of course is the ultimate ideal that we are striving for. So the Torah says, after it mentions Menucha and Nachala, Ba'abartim Esayardeh, Mishaptim Baratz Asher Hashem Elokeichem Matchil Aschem, Beniach Lechem Mikol Elbechem Yisod Bimishaptim Betach, you live secure. And now, so I want to be medayik in the Pesukim. that till now, what did the Torah speak about? Lasu Mishmoshan. And that was the Torah's language. The language was altered, namely the Shaken and Shmoshan. So we're going to see that this distinction between Lasu Mishmoshan and the Shaken Shmoshan is the distinction between the Vamos and Yerushalayim in the Book of Avigdash. That is the distinction. The Torah has been meramis to it, as it always does. Just to read the text more carefully, the Torah goes on to say, Shama Sabir is Fashion, not in Mitzavah, and again, almost repeating that which you mentioned of Sukkot Rabin Zayin, except there was a Mokom Lostumet Shmosham, and here there's going to be a Mokom Bashras Hashina, and you bring all the Karbanos of Ozechem, Zed Fechem, I'm reading that passing it out, and you base the smack them, and notice the language here, also markedly different than before. Before also there was a unquestionably a simcha. Look at Pasuk Zayin. V'achaltem shom v'nashem alokeinu usmachim v'chol mishlach yetzem. But here the Torah says, usmachim v'nei Hashem alokeinu. This is the ideal simcha in the presence of Hashem, which of course is the Bakum Amigdash and your entire family. Yishom l'cha petal alofsech avinu ha'pasuk v'gimel v'chol bakum asher tireh, which means that this is Allah. You can't go ahead and do, let's say, something that Eliyahu HaNavi did v'ha'karma. But he did it because that was basically a Rasha. He had divine permission to go ahead and do so. But other than that, you can't do so. Why? Because once we come to Eretz Yisrael, and once we are past the Bamos and past the other Batei Mishkan, then we are obviously obligated to dafka do everything in the Makom HaMikdash, in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, and that's what the Pasuk goes on to say. Ki im b'makom ha'shigim v'ashem v'achad shvatecha, shom tavei alosecha. Notice that there's a steer in the Pesukim already in Yerushalayim. Point out the steer. And Pasuk Yudalit says, "Biachad shvatecha," which is the chiddush of the Binyamin. That's what the Gemara writes in Zvachim and the Megillah. All of Shas. The Gemara points out that's what the Makom HaMikdash is. It's shared by Yehuda and Binyamin. And so it says here on the one hand, "Biachad shvatecha." But before that, the earlier pasuk we read, the other Torah mentioned not this language, but Mikol Shivtechem. The answer is, "Vadavad Amelach Morti Goren Me'arav Na'ibusi," something that I described in Tanakh. So he obviously collected money from all the shvatim, and yet. And the Goren itself, which is the Makom of the Beis Hamikdash, is Bechelto Shel Binyamin. That specifically was, and that's what the Gemara points out many times in Shas. So that's the language that's indicated in the Pesukim there as well. And then the Torah goes on to say, in Pesukim Tezvav and Tezayin and Yizayin, speaks again here about a number of also different, very significant areas of Halacha, but not consuming dam, and also not eating Ma'aseh Sheni outside Yerushalayim. That's what the Pesukim later on in A describe Aser to Aser. If you have a lot of Tzvua, you have to go ahead and either redeem it on the coin, bring the coin to Yerushalayim and buy something there, and either produce my Sasheni, or you can bring my Sasheni to Yerushalayim. You can't eat outside Yerushalayim. That's the Pesukim. But where must you meet it? Yudches, ki in Lutne Hashem Elokecha Tochlin, Ba'amokam Hashiyifar, Hashem Elokecha Bo. Again, the same language that used to describe Yerushalayim Yerakodesh. And Pesuk Yudches, V'samachta, this language of Hashem is very much in contrast to Bamos and to the other areas prior to the Klal Yisrael being able to come to the Beis Hamikdash. And of course, once we come to the Beis Hamikdash, then we know there's no longer a heter of Bamos. Bamos are only permissible for a different intervals. And in a sense, once the Yerushalayim, which was Mitzvah, once the Bechira of Yerushalayim occurred, that was the Bechira Elamis. That was an internal Bechira, as I'll describe in a little while. And that's what is indicated here by this language that's found again and again and again. A little bit later, the next, the Torah goes on and describes in Sukkim, Kiyata Hashem Lokechas Gemuchat. This is all Sukkim Kulin, famous Sukkim, with Gemara discussing the Ishtar, what's called a Psar Taiba. The person just wants to eat Psar Kulin. In the Midbar, all the Kabbalists they brought were Shlomi. But now they want to have Psar Taiba. So the person says, Kisabi Nafshuk Alechol Basar. So the Torah says, in Pasuk Chafal, Ki Yichak Mincha Amokom, Asher Yifra Hashem Elokecha Lassum Shmo Shom. So what happens? One is not in the Makom HaMikdash. One is far away. So what does the Torah describe that being far away? Asher Yifra, yes, but not Mishakim Shmo Shom, but again, Lassum Shmo Shom, of a lesser Madrega, because it's not the same as the Makom HaMikdash. And that's indicated as Merumas, and the Torah goes on to describe in the Pesukim that follow Chabez and Chakimo, again, some of the same Yisurim that we mentioned earlier. And now just we'll mention one more, one or two more of these items. Look at the left-hand column, you'll see also, again, that the Torah speaks of Aser to Aser, it's called to Asarecha. Ayotze Aser to Shana Shana, again, the obligation of Maiser. Again, a language of Hashuas Hashin. Hashuas Hashin takes place in the Beis Hamikdash or Yerushalayim HaKodesh, but not outside. Doesn't mean there's no Shekhinah in Eretz Yisrael. Of course there is, but of a lesser madrega than the Shekhinah that exists in Yerushalayim, and that's borne out by this language that I showed you, which essentially appears here three times. Outside Yerushalayim, in the hinterlands, it's called Lasum Shmo Sham. And in Yerushalayim and Mikdash, Hamogam HaShe'imcha Hashem, Lishakein Shmo Sham. Let's take a look at the next line. I'm reading now in Pasuk Abdalin. Okay. Ki yirchak mimcha amokam, the Torah says. Asher yivcha Hashem alokecha, lasum shemo sham. Because he was discussing, again, the issue of someone who's far away, and wants to bring my sashem to Shalayim, and it's too much to carry, so he has to redeem it on the coin. V'tzak ha-kesed biyotcha. So it said, "V'chiyir b'nimcha aderech, he doesn't supposed to say so. Ki yichag nimcha amokam, asher yichag Hashem alokecha, lasum shemo sham." Not at all. Lasum shemo sham is a language because you're not in the area of the Yerushalayim, the Lokam Amidosh. There's no Ashras Hashina. It's a lesser madrega. So that seems to be the hint that the Torah utilizes to describe this phenomena, what I just spoke about. And you see this also, again, look towards the lower left-hand corner of the second column. When the Torah describes the Korban Pesach, where's the Korban Pesach eaten, of course, also in Yerushalayim. And then, again, the last time in the context of Shavuos, where the Torah describes again coming to Yerushalayim HaKodesh and being besimcha of Hashem Elokecha, v'amokam Hashem Hashem Elokecha, l'shaken shemo shon. So here we see in a number of places that there's a distinction between Lasum et Shemo, if you will, the context of the Bamos, as opposed to Yerushalayim HaKodesh, which has in it the status of the Mokam HaMikdash, is certainly part of the Rambam sheet that we'll mention in a moment. And we already had, we already mentioned a while ago, but we'll refer you to it again. There are two fascinating Rambams. There's one Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, where the Rambam writes over there in Perek Aleph, I think the first halacha, the Gemara said, Hedden Dachof. The Gemara said, the Sholosh Mitzvahs Nisab Yisrael, which Nisas on Oroth. The three mitzvahs that call Yisrael were, that devolved upon us when we entered Eretz Yisrael. And we know that one of them, of course, is the mitzvah of Minun Melech, Som Tassim Alach HaMelech, Machom is a Rishonim, or it's a Rishul, so a Chiyah, but that's the first mitzvah. Second mitzvah is the Hakezar Shel HaMolek. And the third mitzvah is the Beis HaTorah, to build the Beis HaMikdash. How do we know that? So the pasuk that the Rambam cites is found over here in this week's parasha. To look in Roman numeral number one, the Shichno Sibishu Vasa Shama, the Rambam cites that pasuk. The pasuk in Re'ei, the obligation, as we'll talk about it in a moment, hopefully, the Shichno Sibishu Vasa Shama. So the Lechem Mishnah right on the spot, yes, the Kash and the Rambam, that how could the Rambam, based on Tira Paragalos, cite this pasuk of the Shichno Sibishu Vasa Shama? There's an earlier pasuk, which is all of us are familiar with. The one that's found in Truba, Vasu b'Migdash v'Shachadim Yisoyfam, and that's a mitzvah to build a Beis HaMikdash, and that's what the Rambam calls in Beis HaPtira, Paragal Beis HaPtira. The Rambam mentioned that mitzvah to go and build a Beis HaPtira, build a Beis HaMikdash, Vasu b'Migdash. So Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal on many occasions pointed out there are two separate mitzvahs. These are two separate injunctions, or two separate imperatives that the Rambam has. One is in fact being a Beis HaPtira. But that's based on the Pesukim Re'ei. Hamokam Asher Yivcha Hashem. As I told you, many times this expression is found, and it's only found in Sefer Dvarim. Not in Sefer Dvarim, and mostly in Pashas Re'ei. So that's the obligation to go ahead and build the Beis HaPchira. The Beis HaPchira actually is an obligation, which essentially is operative the moment we enter Eretz Yisrael. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin that I referred to, that there are three mitzvahs. One is, as I said, Minu Melech, one is Hakos Azar Shalomolek, one is Binyan B'Saptira. However, Lichora, there's an earlier mitzvah in the Midbar. There was a mitzvah in Pashas Truma, also in the Migdosh Shachani B'Sochem. There's a mitzvah to go ahead and construct a Mishkan, construct a tabernacle. And the Pasuk that's quoted is not the same as this Pasuk with Shitlos in Rishon. But rather, what I mentioned, also the Migdosh Shachani B'Sochem. So we see that the mitzvah of Binyan B'Saptira has no connection to Minu Melech and no connection to Hakos Azar Shalomolek. is completely unrelated to those two other injunctions that the Gemara said is Arendi and Nafah. So apparently there are two separate mitzvahs. One is the mitzvah to build a Mikdash or a Mishkan based on the Pesukim Mitzvah, Rasul the Mitzvah Shachani B'Zochem, and the other is a separate mitzvah of Besachira, which is the Besamidash, Shalayim, Haria. These are two totally separate concepts. One is a concept which is relevant to Dore Doros, namely Besachira, Shalom the Besamidash, in Yerushalayim Yerakodesh, and the other is a concept which, of course, is of a local, provisional, transient nature, only relevant to the time we were in our sojourn in the Midbar. And obviously, that mitzvah was relevant to Gilgal, and to Nob, and to Gibeon, to all those temporary kind of Bate Mishkan that we had in the course of before we came to the Makom HaMikdash. Matter of fact, I heard Rasul Lechi once say in the context of the Haggadah, he said, this is a pshat also in the Baal Haggadah writes, either his nisan or Eretz Yisrael, v'lo bana es beis ha-bechira dayeno. Not pshat is it. The answer is that, firstly, the beis ha-bechira is only acharei sheikh nisan or Eretz Yisrael. And it's included from the text of the Haggadah. Only after we had there to serve is the din to build the Beis HaTchira. The mitzvah of Binyan Mikdash is only a Chal in the Midbar. That's the Pasuk Vasu B'Mikdash Shachani B'Sofa. That's a separate mitzvah. But over and above that mitzvah, there's another mitzvah of building Beis HaTchira in Yerushalayim after we had there to serve. And that's based on the Pasuk in Re'ei, the Sheikh Nosir B'Shiru Vasa Shama, a completely separate mitzvah. And Rashi points out, interesting, the Sheikh Nosir B'Shiru says Rashi is a Mishkan Shila. That refers to the Mishkan Shila. And yet the Rambam quotes his pasuk that refers to the Beis HaTchira Naran Shiloh. So if you look at the pashas of the Psukim, it seems that the Rambam read the Psukim very literally. It says, so that's exactly what the Rambam is based on. That this is the Makom HaShiyicha, it's not the Beis HaTchira. Now Rashi, who understands it, referring to Mishkan Shiloh, because Shiloh, there was an Isur of Bamos. There was no head there to build bamos when we were in Shiloh. And that is exactly what Rashi comments as well. I alluded to it before. When the Torah says, Hilo Vasim Alta, Elam Nucha Velalachalos, and Rashi calls the Gemara Tzokhin, who tests it from the Sifrei, Elam Nucha Zu Shiloh, Elam Nucha Zu Yerushalayim. Shiloh is called Menucha. But what is the Mikdash Yerushalayim considered to be? Nachala. Nachala, of course, is something which reports is of an eternal nature. And Menucha is only of a temporary kind of nature. Because once the Binyan HaBayis, the Beis HaTchira, is built in Yerushalayim, Bamos Asura Sololam, there's no heter whatsoever of Bamos, that's the Beis HaTchira. The Dusha of the Beis HaTchira is the Olam HaModes, remains forever, it's an eternal kind of Kedusha. But Shiloh is Menucha, because it's only a Kedusha. The Shah, it was only of a temporary nature, the Kedusha of Shiloh. It's not of any permanent kind of nature. Bishaito, Nesu HaBamos. Mashenken, Gilgal, Lov and Gilgal, there's a heter of Bamos. During those three Bate Mishkan, there was a permissibility that Shiloh was really a further tzad, a further step towards the Beis HaTchira, towards the construction of the Beis HaTchira. And Shiloh, I heard from Rasul Lechi also, he said it was a Bayi Shel Avonim, but without Tikrat Eitz, without a Gag, the Gag was made out of skins, made out of Orot, the Gemara says. And therefore, it was in effect not the same as Yerushalayim Yakodesh at the Makom HaMikdash, and that's the ultimate. That's what the pasuk here is underscoring. Namely, the pasuk is underscoring the fact that the Sheikh Nosir B'Shu, Uvasa Shama, this is the ultimate, shall we say, the ultimate Kedusha that we're going to be zochah. So I'll just mention before I get to my, what I would like to really talk about, it's a little preamble over here, that the Torah actually, when it speaks about this idea of Beis HaTchira, so there's no question that Beis HaTchira, which is based according to the Rambam and this pasuk, the Sheikh and Sidur Shu Basa Shama, we know that, for example, the permanency of the Beis HaTchira, we see in a number of, just give you a number of, I think, very obvious riots. Every day we say, Mizmo Shir Chanukas, Habayis Adobin. What are we referring to? The Beis HaMikdash. Or we say in Vichas HaMazim, by Sotin Sarachama Yaakov Lano, as Sukas David, and no follow. So even though the Mishnah was built by Shlomo, it's attributed to David HaMelech. He was the architect, even though Shlomo means one actually was, if you will, de jure, the other one was de facto responsible for building the Beis HaMikdash. Even though physically Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, David HaMelech was responsible for the Bechira, for choosing the site, and then based on the Navi, based on God HaNavi. Okay, so this is just just a very fundamental understanding of the very most basic concept. I want to now discuss a little bit what I consider to be what's embedded in this Lishifna Sivrishu Uvasa Shama. So, as I mentioned, Ramban here has a very beautiful elaboration on this pasuk. First, I'll mention an interesting Rambam, which is subject to a lot of discussion. You know, everyone knows the Gemara here in Brachos. The Gemara says that Hay Omi Bechutz Aretz Machzir Panav Nochach Eretz Yisrael Mizbalo. The person is outside of Eretz Yisrael during Tefillah, so where you're supposed to face Eretz Yisrael. Hay Omi Bechutz Aretz Yisrael Eretz Yisrael Bechavim Panav Kidei Yerushalayim. Hay Omi Yerushalayim Bechavim Panav Kidei Amidash. So that's basically what the person does, and that's based on the pasuk of the Shech Nasidush. Comes the Rambam. Everyone should daven facing the Beis Hamidrash. The Rambam says this was the tradition from Moshe Rabbeinu's time until the time of Ezra. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, and this he wanted to derive from this Rambam, that not only is the Shittas of Rambam that Tefillah is a Chiyuv D'oraisa, the Rambam says hold that Tefillah is min haTorah. Against Rav Rishon, the Rav Rishon assumed Tefillah is only rabbinic in nature, only the Rabbanim accept a Sarah during a cataclysmic period. The Ramban says, he writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos, and the Ramban writes also, based on Sukkim that I found in Baal Eisva, which is Savo, Mechoma, Be'artzachem, Alatzar, Asar, Eslem, Bar Yosef, Achatzotzos, and the start of the Hashem, of Bechem, Roshat, and Nechem, but normally Tefillah is the Rabbanim. The Ramban says, something is follow, something is follow, you have a song with his David or not, Erechos is follow. You have to David again. Why? Because Tefillah is the Rabbanim. Something the Rabbanan and the Kula. Hashenkin, Savi Kari Kriyashma, Savi Lo Kari Kriyashma, Yechadze Kriyashma, Savi Daraisa. But the Rambam sheet is that Tfilo Daraisa, said Rav Soloveitchik, not only is Tfilo Daraisa, but Smash of the Rambam, that the idea of facing the Midrash is also Chiyuv Daraisa. That's the Loshon Rambam. The Hakol you Mispalin Nochach HaMidrash, the Chol Mokum Sheyeh. Where did the Rambam get it from? Where did he get such an idea? So Rav Soloveitchik thought he got it from this pasuk in Re'eh. The Shich no Sivrishu Uvasa Shama. Now I read to you the language of the Ramban here in the Perush HaTorah. He writes, V'tam l'shich no Sivrishu, Shetelchu me'eres marachakim, you'll come from far away, V'tishol, and you'll ask, Ona derach beis Hashem, where is the road leading to the house of Hashem? V'tomru isha v'yeyu, and then one person will say to another, L'chu menal al har Hashem, al beis elokei Yaakov. Let's go and let us ascend to the house of Hashem. And he puts a sifrei, tibushu, droshan pinovi. You have to, in effect, have it given approval by a novi, where to build it, when to build it, etc. Yachol tamten et shevel lecham novi, tamulam l'shik l'zibushu. Drosh u'metza. Yachag at shevel lecham novi, lechen atamosi b'novi. That's what happened with David HaMelech. And what's the import of the words of the Ramban? Ramban has formulated a very fundamental principle in our Hashtoppah. The Shikna means don't wait for Hashem to show you the place. We're obligated to go ahead and look for the place ourselves. But the Sifri says you should begin to search, inquire, and then the Novi will come and confirm, the Novi will concretize the correct site. So the Rabban is referring to the episode of David HaMelech. Chazal say that David Beis Dino tried to pinpoint the site of the Beis HaMikdash. They finally arrived at the decision that the intended place is Har Maria. And God, the Novi, only confirmed the decision of David HaMelech after he himself has studied all the texts in Tanakh and he studied the geography of Eretz Yisrael. He arrived at this independent decision. And that's what it means, the Shech no Sivrishu. Not only is the construction of the Beis HaMikdash important, but the search of the Beis HaMikdash is also important and is part of the Binyan HaMikdash. Essentially, what are we formulating here? The obligation of each of us individually and collectively to search for Hashem Yisbarach, to search for the Shina. And this extends also to Bias Migdash, the first Mishnah in Chagiga, or the Psukim that the Torah has, and the Chazal died in a number of places in Shas. You see this, Sanhedrin and Chagiga, a few other places. Kishem Shebo Liros, Kach Bo Liros. Sholosh Pam Bashana Yoreh Tol Skurcha, Esmini Hashem Elokecha. There's a din of Rias Panim Ba'azor, a mitzvah of being seen and seeing. And even going to the Beis HaMikdash is a mitzvah. And searching for Kedusha constitutes a Kiyum HaMitzvah. And that's embedded in this pasuk, I believe, in Re'eh, according to the Ramban. L'shichna Sivrishu Uvasa Shama. There are two mitzvahs. One is searching for Hashem Yisbarach. And two is achieving the goal, coming to the site. fulfilling that which you are searching for. And that probably is also the meaning of a pasuk in Micha. The Navi says, V'hoyah v'achris hayomim, yiyah harbeis Hashem nochem b'rosh ha'arim, v'nisahu b'gvos, v'no'aru el avamim, v'ohu goyim rabim yondrum. Many, many nations will say, V'chu v'na'al ha'ashem, el beis alokei Yaakov, v'yoreinu b'gvofa, v'nelcha v'yarchosa, ki mitzion tzeitzei sariva, v'ashem yirushalayim. They see from the Navi, Micha, this concept, this obligation, was basically the search for tzion is part of the mitzvah. The din applies not only to the Mikdash, but I believe it applies to the Beis Medrash as well. There's a Mishnah Pirkei Avos that probably, I assume we're all familiar with. The Mishnah says that Arba Midos B'Holkei Beis Medrash. There are four types of people who go to Beis Medrash. And it describes them. And one of them is described in the following way. Holech Veino Isa. A guy goes and doesn't learn. We have such people. You go to Beis Medrash and they battle. Says the Mishnah, Schar Alicha B'Yado. He's going to get a reward for Schar Alicha for going to the Beis Medrash. So the Shaila is, he didn't study, he didn't learn, he's a batlan. Why should he be rewarded for coming to the Beis Medrash? The answer is the Halicha, just the actual coming, is an integral part of the mitzvah. It's also under which category? The Piyadi Yisdaiki, the Shifna Sidra Shavuvas Hashem. It's part of seeking God, Hashem is Barach, part of searching for Hashem, and that of course applies not only in the Beis Avigdash, but also in the Beis Medrash as well, as an obligation of Shifna Sidra Shavuvas Hashem.
It says,
Ramban writes that the note spoken that you are referring to, so the Ramban there in Bakhtha, he points out, he says, and then finally, and they were able. So the Ramban writes, if he did not have any specific directive as to where to go, nor did he have ways, any other navigational tools to help him. So what exactly guided him? So the Ramban writes, he quotes first the Medrash, and he alludes to a Medrash, a famous Medrash. Avraham Avinu was wandering all over. The Gemara says, Barabasi was going to serve a Hazoka. I spoke about this once in Ankinos of Tishimah. He's going to have some balicha, which is a strange kinyan. Chazaka, we know that Kaka is only nikkah to get a start chazaka, the Mishnah Barabasa is in tradition, but halicha, how does that work? So the answer is, what was he searching for? So the Ramban says he was guided by an inner going encounter, and he was looking for kedusha, and there's a medrash that supports this Ramban, that he was walking, he saw people, Eichlin, Shaitz, and the Pepsin. They were basically partying. Sibala Misiba, the Chutzarts. None of them, they were basically partying. Someone just told me it was a Chutzarts. They hear me all the time. I always say Chutzarts is one big Chapanash. That's what it is. Every Dalai Lama is talking about Chapanash. So he told me, he said, Rosh Hashiva, he was a Talmud by Shiva many years ago. He's married. Anyway, so children, so he lives next to the show now. So he told me, it's true. It's one big chapanash, but the nash is good. He told me the nash is good. Okay, so it's true chapanash. It's worthwhile happy. Anyway, so the Ramban says that he saw Eichon Shaisin Bezdin. Avram said, "Halavai, you love Yehi Chayim Baratz Azos. I don't want a chapanash. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for Ruchnius. I'm looking for kedusha. I'm looking for connection to Hashem Barat. And that's when finally Hashem Barat appeared to him." Okay, I assume that's what you're referring to. That's a very beautiful idea. And there's no question that this is embedded in this Shitnos Sidrashu Uvas Hashem. Okay, I wanted to, but I'm not going to because I Tzav Alechai, even though there's a Soloveitchik, and he felt there are two aspects there to sell. Tzvei Dinim and Eretz Yisrael. Many different types of Tzvei Dinim of dialectical elements in Eretz Yisrael. One is called the Shem Eretz Yisrael, one is the Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Is actually also embedded, I believe, in this Pasha as well, because here you see that one place is called Nat Hamokom Asherim Chashem Lishakin Shmoshem. That's the Mamash Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the full blown way. But the other one is called, basically, of a lesser nature, Lasum Shmosha. No doubt the Shem Hashem is there. It has the Shem Eretz Yisrael, but doesn't have the same Kedusha as Yerushalayim, as the Makom HaMikdash. And it happens to be the Rambam Pshita Kayadua is that Yerushalayim is considered an extension of the Makom HaMikdash. There's a famous Mishnah in Caleb. Mishnah writes, Esek Kedusha Shem Eretz Yisrael. And then it gives a list. And it doesn't mention Tumas of Isis. He's got Omer, and Bikurim, and also Ovechek, all the Rishayim, Vestekasha. And the Mashmos of the Sefer, written by a famous Rishon, who was also a cartographer, and he traveled a lot to the Brother Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, the Kato Vapera, the Mishnori Aparatu, absolutely gorgeous Sefer. He actually tried to more or less delineate the contours of Eretz Yisrael geographically. You know, it says four times in Tanakh, the contours of Eretz Yisrael. It's found in the beginning of Lefekah. It's found, of course, as well in Vadidbar. And it's found in Zvarim. It's found in Sefer Yeshua. So there are, of course, four different presentations to Dargum. Anyway, and so he attempted to also delineate the contours of Eretz Yisrael, or Shtoriah Parakim. And he also came to the Maskana without using Brisk terminology. It's also found in the Radvaz and found also in Barasalechi. Really, the Kedarkum HaKodesh articulated in the broadest kind of way, namely, Tzvei Dim Eretz Yisrael, the Shem Eretz Yisrael, the Dusha Eretz Yisrael, and Yerushalayim is a chelik of the Beis Hamikdash. So the Mishnah Caleb that mentions not Terumas of Isis. Terumas of Isis had to do the Dusha Eretz Yisrael. But the items that I mentioned in the Mishnah in the Caleb, Omer, Bikurin, She'alechem, had to do the Beis Hamikdash. Tzvei Dinim. One is the din of the Dusha Eretz Yisrael, and one is the din of the Ashayif Hashem that relates not to the Dusha of Karka, of the soul of Eretz Yisrael, but rather to the Beis Hamikdash and to the spacious of the Dusha and Yerushalayim Rakodesh. And I believe these two ideas are embedded in these two phrases that I mentioned earlier. This is an original idea. I didn't see it anywhere. It's no raya, but whatever the case is, I see it's the Dirk in the Psukim that there is the area, Amokam Hashim Hashem, the Kol Shitechem, Vasum Shno Shom, the Shit No Sidushu, Ashra Sashrina. And then there's other areas that don't have the same status, only have the status of Vasum Shno Shom. Thank you for coming during your vacation and your